Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, you always hear about those guys going into hotel rooms and using those black light detectors to see where the germs are in hotel rooms, and you find out that the bedspreads are pretty disgusting and the toilet bathroom handles are pretty disgusting. Well, here comes some more news about airlines and airplanes. Based on a new study by Travel Math, the parts of the airplane that are the most filthy. So this is just something I'm throwing out there for you germaphobes out there. Tray tables being number one. You wouldn't think of that, but you know, they probably don't wipe them down that much. Those overhead air vents. That's a lovely thought, because whenever the plane is really hot, you turn those things on and it blows, what, icky air onto you. Of course, the flush buttons in the toilet, I doubt they ever clean those, and that's pretty gross. And I'm going to add in that probably the sinks in those lavatories is probably in there. And get this one, seatbelt buckles. So every time the pilot tells you to buckle your seatbelt, might want to use some sanitizer or wear gloves. This website that did this, this Travel Math, sent a microbiologist to collect 26 samples from 5 airports and 4 flights to get the results. And tray tables turned out to be 195% more likely to contain bacteria than the average cell phone, which we've already learned is 18 times dirtier than your toilet handle at home. And certainly mine, because really I clean, especially the one in the kids' bedrooms, all the time. And that in the airport itself, the dirtiest places are the drinking fountains and the locks on the bathroom stalls. So the only good news comes that all of these things tested negative for E. coli, which can be infectious, but that doesn't mean that they still didn't have disgusting bacteria and things on there. So the next time you raise that seat, put your seatbelt on, and lower that tray table, you might want to think twice about carrying that sanitizer. But of course, there is always the over-sanitization and maybe some of those bacteria that you're getting from the kid who was sitting in the seat before you, who might have had the sniffles, or, you know, you've even seen those mothers changing their kids' diapers on those tray tables. Ugh, it's so disgusting. Anyway, on to a little bit more upbeat news. I don't know if this is really considered upbeat, but this from Health Day News. When you feel run down from lack of sleep, you're more likely to catch a cold. So I think the whole point is we talk about sleep hygiene. We talk about sleep on this show all the time. But those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more than 4 times as likely to catch a cold as those who got more than 7 hours a night. The role that sleep plays on the immune system is well established. We know this. We know the immune system works, builds itself up. Melatonin develops while we sleep. It helps us to grow. It helps our brains to stay strong. The immune system as well while we sleep. So if you are somebody who suffers from insomnia or likes to go to bed late, well, this is some more reason for you to go to bed early. I'm the sleep police in my house. You know that. I talk about it all the time. Last night was not a happy night. I couldn't get my daughter to bed till 10 o'clock, which is way, way too late. And she was so tired this morning that she apologized and said, I know I need more sleep. I'll go to bed 8 o'clock tonight. So make sure you get your good night's sleep, because this winter and fall, as it comes up, you may just need it to help a little immune building. So that's what we're doing here at this top of the hour. We're talking about news stories, trending things, breaking news. If there is ever any breaking health news, you know you will hear it here on Radio MD at the top of the hour, 11 a.m. Central, every single day, 12 p.m. Eastern. And that's what we're doing. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay tuned.